This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Back into this special edition of the whole show. We're at the CSU Men's Basketball Annual Golf Tournament at Harmony Golf Club. So this is a lot of fun, getting a great chance to talk to players and coaches and meeting the new faces that are going to be surrounding Colorado State. We got another one in here. I like this first name too, Docker Tedeschi. I love that first name, man. I'm not blowing smoke. I think that's a great name, Docker Tedeschi. Thanks for being in studio or in our little outside studio here today, my friend.
Of course, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, man. Excited to see what you're going to bring over the years to this team. I love that we're getting a freshman on. I don't think we talked to freshmen last year. I don't know if it was just because they got here late or whatever, but we're excited to get a lot of the freshmen on the program, man.
So well, I appreciate it.
Docker, take me through, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, all that stuff, and let's get into that.
So I grew up in southern Illinois in a little town called Benton. I've played basketball since I was 3 or 4 years old. I had older siblings, so always played against and with them. Super cool to see my siblings grow up. And my sister went and played college basketball. My other sister was an athlete, and my brother was an athlete, so always had the background of being an athlete.
So there's probably a little bit of a fun competition there between everybody, too.
Of course. Especially since I'm the youngest. Yeah. I always had to play up and be a little stronger and more competitive.
You were telling me, speaking of being stronger, you were telling me from your eighth grade year to your freshman year. Your eighth grade year, you were how tall? You were 6'1"?
Yes, I was a 6'1 eighth grader.
And then you went from 6'1 over in a span of a year to what?
I was 6'5" going into freshman.
That's a pretty year. Man. Yeah. I was waiting for that jump. I never got it. I was like, okay, here we go, 5'10" to 5'10" and a half. That's where we ended up, actually. Yeah. So I didn't get that big jump. But next for you came all right. Now you got to put on the weight.
Exactly.
Because that's a quick jump from 6'1" to 6'5".
Yeah, I was 6'1", 125, and then added the 4 inches and was 6'5", 125.
Yeah.
So it's been a process, but over my years of high school, I put on 60 or 70 pounds, so it's been productive for sure.
And are you 6'9" right now?
I am,
is that
yeah.
right? Okay, 6'9". You talked a little bit. We were talking about golf. Obviously, it's natural. We're out here at Harmony, and I asked you if you were much of a golfer. You golfed in high school for a couple of years, right?
Yes, I did. It was actually kind of my dad's doing. So at our school, football season and golf season were at the same time, and my brother wanted to play a little bit of football, and my dad pushed him towards golf just because of the injury perspective. And he saw the same thing with me. And I've always seen golf as just a really cool sport because you can play it until you're as old as 80 or 90 years old and you can still play. So definitely very cool.
I wish I was good at it. my guy over here, Dustin's actually a really good golfer. He just can't seem to get it through mentally to me on the golf
yeah.
side. So maybe I will go golfing sometime.
Yeah,
and
great.
You can help me out. But halfway through your high school career, you decided, all right, I'm going to put the focus on to basketball. Is that more so basketball? Is that because you started to see, I might be a college basketball player. I might be good enough. I've got the height and all that stuff. Now the skill's really taking over. Was that kind of a decision to say, I'm going to put all my focus on the basketball side?
Yeah, for sure. Freshman year, I started getting a little more interest. And then after sophomore year, it picked up a little more. And I just realized I didn't have the time to put into golf, that you really need to get good at it. And I was able to put that time into skill development for basketball and weight gain and weightlifting. So, yeah, definitely a business decision, but I feel like it was a good one.
Yeah, well, I'd say so. You're a Division I basketball player
yes.
as we sit here today. Docker Tedeschi, freshman for Colorado State. when you look at this team, you know, as far as your expectations, like this year, those are always, I asked JoJo McIver the same thing. Like, it's different asking a freshman. Not to say we couldn't see freshmen storm onto the scene, earn all the minutes in the world, and be absolute studs, but sometimes you see the other way where they're more in that learning process for that first year. What do you kind of see, at least as we sit here and talk on October 13th, as far as your role with CSU this upcoming season?
I know that our team is very good, and we've got a lot of very skilled guys. And I feel like my role this year will just be doing whatever the coaches expect of me and just filling
that role. That's a good answer. It's a great answer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously it's very early, and I don't exactly know what's in store for me, but I know that in some way I'll contribute to the team's success at one point.
100%. So. And whether that is getting a lot of those meaningful minutes or whether it's pushing the guys like crazy, whatever, we'll be excited to see what that looks like for you. And, you know, a lot of the freshmen we've had a chance to talk to, you guys are going to be part of this bringing in the new era, you know, with CSU joining the Pac-12 next year. It's always been a great basketball conference on the Mountain West, but now with the Pac-12, this is going to be a lot of fun. And you guys are going to be bringing us to that, man. Do you stop and think about that? Because at least in this area, that's a really special thing.
I mean, of course, it's super exciting. I mean, growing up, just watching the Pac-12, seeing that level of competition, and now knowing that we're going to get to be a part of it is something special, I feel.
Docker, what are you into outside of basketball and golf, man? What else is that? What else, you know, bring us through that.
So I grew up, baseball was my sport pretty much until about eighth grade, and then it kind of made the switch to basketball. But I've always been a really big fisherman.
Oh, okay.
That's been a big thing in my family. My grandpa has taken me fishing since I was 3 or 4. And yeah, it's just a really great way to connect with nature and just spend some time.
It seems like I hear more and more athletes say that fishing is kind of a secondary thing for them, like it's a hobby. Is that just because it's so relaxing, it gives you a chance to your mind an escape?
Yeah, it's relaxing, but it's also rewarding. It's like you're putting in that time and learning new things, and you're like reaping the benefits by catching the fish. I don't know. It's a very unique experience.
With me, it's never relaxed. It's always relaxing because I never catch any fish. So it's like you don't have anything to do. So, Docker, appreciate you, man. We'll let you get out of here. And then I think, are we switching gears? We're gonna bring Cole Gentry on too, who is the director of player personnel. You know, we got that right. Is that 100% right? Okay, we're looking forward to catching up with Cole here in just a minute. And dude, Docker, looking forward to seeing what you can do, man, in your time with Colorado State.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right, man. So, Docker, we'll have you give your that headset there. That one's for funsies. It's a fake one over there. So excited there. Another assistant coach. I'm excited to get all these coaches in, too, and talk to them a bit about, you know, their process. But this is a guy that's not a stranger to Colorado State. This is your second stint with Colorado State. Cole, thanks for being on, man.
No, yeah, thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
It's, you know, not too bad of a day. It's warming up a little bit. Yeah. We're getting there. But, you know, overall pretty fun, and it seems like the players are having a good time.
Yeah, no, it's a great opportunity for them just to kind of meet some of our biggest fans and people in the community and kind of put faces and names just because we have so many new guys that it helps our players meet them, helps them meet our players and new coaches and everything. Everything kind of flows well out here, I think.
You were a graduate assistant for CSU.
Yep.
When was that? What year was that, Cole?
So that was 2 years ago, 2 and 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was part of the team that went to the tournament, and we played Virginia in the first four and then Texas. I was a graduate. That was my second year as a graduate assistant.
So, I mean, in that process, CSU has become kind of a household name on the basketball side of things. 3 out of the last 4 years going dancing, man. This is – you guys have built quite the pedigree. And it's no coincidence. Part of that started when you were there.
Yeah, no, I think that just the coaching staff, Ali being a part of it, obviously, Nico, all the coaches who had kind of been through here at the time – really laid that foundation, and the players. Obviously, the players are the biggest part of that, in my opinion. And those guys we had, you know, Joe Palmer's back on staff as a graduate assistant. He was a senior in that team. Isaiah, Pat Cartier, all those older guys, Josiah Strong, keep going down the list of guys who really kind of set the foundation, in my opinion, to have the success that the program has had in the last few years. So it's really cool to see.
Yeah, it is. And again, so much of it is about the personalities of the staff, but the players too, and you guys just all seem to have that mentality, and you feel it too.
Yeah.
There's not like this I'm out to get mine kind of thing. This is a really good group that has that team first mentality.
Yeah, and I think it starts with, you know, what Ali believes in. He through and through is a development guy, not just for our players, but for our staff, for himself. Like, he wants to keep growing. He wants our players to keep growing. He wants his staff to keep growing. And I think you see kind of last year would be a great example of that, because Nico was the same way. And you see how the team just improved like month after month after month, and you end up playing your best basketball when it matters most in March. And I think that's just a testament to what he believes in, what the program is about.
We're talking to Cole Gentry, another assistant basketball coach for Colorado State, and this is an interesting one too. During your time at CSU, you were the baseline out-of-bounds scouting guy in the 23-24 season. That's where the Rams earned their highest ranking in program history on that side of things. So that's exciting to hear that, and I'm sure we're going to be seeing more of that from you this upcoming season.
Yeah, it was cool. You know, when you're a graduate assistant, you're looking for any way to kind of make a difference and kind of get your foot in the door, and that was kind of the way that I was able to. And Ali, Brian Cooley, Tim Shelton was assistant during that year. They kind of let me take that and run with it. So it was a lot of fun and a lot of good experience for me, kind of growing in my coaching career. You know, being able to, you know, lead part of a scout, talk to the team, give a presentation to the team. So that's big when you're kind of younger in your coaching career, getting those reps. And so it was big for me, and it was cool to see.
Well, good for you. Like, you say, hey, how do I get my foot in the door?
Yeah.
How do I get people to start noticing me? This is a perfect way to do that. And not only are you going to do it, you're going to go 100% in it. You're going to put more work into it. And now look at, you know, it's a great little leap for you, taking those steps. I mean, you said, I saw an opening and I'm going to take it.
Yeah, no, and that's kind of what you got to do. As a young coach or a young player too. I know you just talked to Docker. He's kind of in that same boat. It's funny how playing and coaching, it's not too different. It is different, but it's not, because these young guys on our team, they're looking for, you know, how can I carve out a role? Where can I kind of make a difference? And once you find that, you kind of got to be a star in that role. And then eventually, hopefully, you graduate to a bigger one. And so it's the parallels are there between coaching and playing and everything like that.
I'm excited to see what this group can do, man. Cole, I really appreciate you, man, and what you guys do. And having us come out I think this is our third year doing this. So we thank you guys for letting us be a small part of this day and a small part of, cheering on this Colorado State men's basketball team.
Yeah, no, thank you guys. The publicity and kind of putting our names out there and putting the team out there like you guys do, it really means a lot to us. So thank you, too.
Cole Gentry, assistant coach for Colorado State. Appreciate you, my friend.
Yep.
We'll talk to you soon, okay? Joining us now, I love this. We're going from coach to player to coach. A little bit of a height difference there on that one. Joining me now is Kerry Booth. And this is another one. When I say, there's been like five or six names in the offseason that kept coming across, and I was like, ooh, I'm excited about that guy. Really excited about this guy. Kerry Booth, that was another name that popped across, and I was like, ooh, this is going to be exciting. And Kerry, thanks for being on with us, man.
Yeah, of course. I'm glad to be here.
How's it? How's the day treating you? You look a little cold, I got to be honest. You look a little chilly right now.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm prepared for it. Like, I'm glad I grabbed like a jacket. I was just walking out the house. But, I have the CSU polo under this, so hopefully it gets warmer so I can take off my jacket.
Well, I was freezing until we started having tech issues, and then I started getting nervous and you start sweating. So that's what kind of warmed me up a little bit.
Yeah, I hope maybe. I mean, I'm doing the free throw competition for some of the guys out here golfing, so hopefully that warms me up a little bit.
What's it been like out here with everybody, doing stuff like that and getting people just kind of involved in the day, man?
I mean, it's fun. Like, obviously, any chance you get to, like, bond with the people in the community or just your teammates is great. Like, I feel like I'm, like, Ali's big on that, just like communication and like being present in the community. And I feel like by doing this, it like helps that a lot.
So. Yeah, no, it's one of my favorite opportunities, because we're a 3-hour show, and we basically say, hey, for 3 hours here, we're going to sit and talk to as many players as we possibly can, as many coaches. What was your process like in ultimately choosing to come over to Colorado State, man? Can you kind of take us through that?
I mean, honestly, it didn't take much thought at the end of the day, because Ali's a guy who's recruited me 3 times at this point. And when I entered the portal, like, I had a no contact tag on my when I entered, because I already knew like where I wanted to go. As soon as like it got announced that Ali got the head coaching job here, I knew that this was the place for me. So,
and I mean, that we've heard that a lot with Ali. Like,
yeah,
he's just even though maybe, because you know, obviously Notre Dame, all these other schools, maybe Ali can't get there, and then you got these opportunities, but he at least made a big enough impact where when you decided to make that move, he's in the back of your mind, and you're like, that's where I'm going to go.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you leave a lasting impression when, like, you're good to people and, like, when you're a good guy and you handle things well, and that's just what he's done, and he's genuine about it. Like, he's not a guy that's going to, like, lie to you, or he's a guy that's going to tell you one thing and then do another. Like, he's going to be himself. Like, he's a good guy. He's going to tell you the truth. He's going to tell you what he thinks is going to help you get better and become the best player. So that's what I like about him.
What were your experiences like? I mean, these are big programs you're a part of. Mm-hmm. Your freshman year was Notre Dame, I believe, and then you make the transfer to Illinois.
Yeah.
Take me through kind of what went on there as far as, you know, not necessarily what went wrong, but ultimately mm-hmm. what made you think, hey, I think it's time for a change, and Colorado State seems like the right fit.
I mean, for me, it's all just about, like, finding what's going to, like, help me reach my goals and become the best player. Like, I feel like there's some opportunities that I have here that I wouldn't have at, like, some other schools that I've been at in the past, and like just things about expanding my game. Like, here I play a lot of more inside and out. Like, I don't have to rely about like if I'm making threes this game or not here. And I saw that in like our last scrimmage, like when there were situations where the shot wasn't falling as much and I got to go inside and do some damage there. So I like that. Like, I get to play a lot more versatile here than the other two schools, I feel.
Kind of feel like there's a sense of freedom.
Yeah, there's definitely a sense of freedom. Yeah. And I feel like the offense is free flowing and if you play the right way, then the ball is going to find you. So I like that.
I'm excited about this group, man. I keep asking the coaching staff, like, hey, what does it look like as far as the depth chart and everything? And what I keep hearing is competitive. Like, there's just a lot of hungry dudes ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's very competitive. I mean, that's what you want from a team. Like, the best competition being in practice is all you could really ask for, because when you get to the game, it's just that much easier. But, I mean – Everyone just focuses on doing the best they can. Like, things are going to handle themselves, and everyone's going to be happy at the end of the day. And that's just what I've been telling myself. Like, just be my best self, and things will handle themselves. So, yeah.
I'm excited, dude. Like I said, I when I saw your name pop up, I was pumped about that. Obviously, I've interviewed your dad a couple of times on my show too. So, you gave him a run for his money though. That was a good radio interview right there. You might be battling with him.
I mean. He's more – I haven't listened to many of my dad's interviews, but hopefully I matched it or did better than him.
It was good, man. Appreciate you, Kerry. And dude, I'm looking forward to the season and seeing what you can do, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, good luck to you.
All right, for sure.
All right, Kerry Booth. Like I said, dude, this is one of those names that popped up, and you're like, all right, let's go. This is going to be cool. So we got more and more folks we're going to be talking to here in just a bit between the coaching staff and the players, but we'll take a short break here. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Get ready for the college football weekend with Rocky Mountain College Kickoff. Fridays at 2 and an encore, Saturdays at 7. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in. We're having a great time here talking all things Colorado State at the, I think this is the fourth annual CSU Men's Basketball Annual Golf Tournament. This is our third time being out here. And Brian, I got a shout out to you, man. Great job today. You're rolling with the punches. Brian's never produced our on-site shows before, and he's killing it. Joining me now, Chris Howell, Director of Player Personnel for Colorado State, man. Chris and I, we're, you know, as older guys do now, we're just talking about the weather. Talking about the weather, man.
Beautiful.
And you're like good. Like, some of the players I'm looking at, they're shivering and stuff, and you're like, dude, hey, this is actually not bad.
This is not bad.
Because you're used to really cold temperatures, man.
Up in Wisconsin, yes. It's right there with all of that Minnesota and all that good bad weather. Ah, this is beautiful here.
You get a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
you get the
for
seasons
sure.
for sure, man. Obviously, going into your background a little bit, we want to get to know you, your relationship with Ali Farokmanesh. But you were at Marquette. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're one of these excellent basketball minds that we're looking forward to seeing. You know what we can do with this Farokmanesh staff.
Yes,
now.
For sure.
So talk to me a little bit about your connection with Ali.
So I was at Marquette the past 2 years, right?
Yeah.
And it was a guy that coached here named C.J. Rivers. I'm sure you probably met C.J.
Sure.
Yeah, so I worked along C.J. last year and built a great relationship with him. And, after you do 2 years of grad assistant, so my 2 years was up last year and looking for, somewhere to go. And C.J. called me and got me in touch with Ali. And I know Jimmy Foster that's on staff here. He's from Milwaukee. He recruited me when I was in high school to go to Green Bay. And then I was a teammate of Cole Gentry at South Dakota
State. Wow.
So I got a lot of familiarity in with the staff right here. And once I talked to Ali, it just went high right then and there.
It's amazing too, the connections that you guys have, whether it was, you know, teammates or you were on staffs or whatever. You just hear more and more of that. And that's probably because there's a lot of trust. Mm-hmm. You guys kind of trust each other, or this guy knows that guy, and this guy trusts this guy's opinion, and that's how you guys kind of connect. Mm-hmm. It is interesting to see kind of how that process works.
Yeah, it does for sure. And it's one of those things where you just build those relationships with people, and you know, you be in battles with those people, and a lot of ups, a lot of downs, but like you grow as a person, you know, and like people see that and, you know, want to be a part, you know, of that. And me just coming from Marquette is like a good background, a good culture.
Yeah.
And like coming here is like the same, you know, the culture, the good people, good players, how you recruit guys, the guys you want to bring in. You know, you don't want to bring in people that you got to kind of watch after, you know, after hours type of thing. But like, all of the guys are good. The staff is good. We all connected very well. And it's just, I'm excited for this season to begin.
It just seems like it, too, with these guys. I know we keep saying it, but you sit down with any of these players, and from my side, they're so easy to talk to.
Easy.
They're appreciative to be on. Mm-hmm. They're appreciative to be out here. It's got to make your job a little bit easier.
A lot easier. And just to be around them, you know. It's one of those things that you want to see them succeed. And, you know, they building the trust in us, putting in the work every day on the court. You know, a few of them, well, basically all of them, the ones that transferred in, they're not used to, you know, coaches being this much hands-on, you know. And that's one of the unique things that I love about this program, just how much time they really spend with the players, you know, because a lot of coaches, a lot of staffs don't do that. And, you know, they already have their own families and stuff like that, but, like, When you a coach, and it's a lot of other things that goes into it to be successful, and here at Colorado State, it's a lot of good things that we do to be successful.
You can feel that too. I mean, you could see it, you know, between the coaches and the players giving each other a hard time out here having fun, but you could just tell.
Yeah.
Chris Howell, Director of Player Personnel. I think we got another player coming up. Who we got next?
Jevin's
coming up next. All right, Chris, let's not make this the last time we chat, man.
Absolutely.
I'm on Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, and I love talking Colorado State. So
yes, sir.
We'll get you back on the show
soon. It's a pleasure.
All right,
yes.
My friend.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a short break here. You're listening to The Whole Show live out here at Harmony Golf Club, covering all things Colorado State, and we're going to get to introduce ourselves to another young basketball player here for the Rams. But first, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
.135 the time, just about half an hour left here, wrapping up our interviews and fun segments today on all things Colorado State as we're out at Harmony Club for CSU Men's Basketball Annual Golf Tournament. Joining me now, senior transfer Jevin Muniz, joining me outside here where it's kind of getting chilly, kind of getting a little windy.
Local.
We've been talking to a lot of freshmen lately, you know, about young guys and, hey, they're just trying to work hard or whatever. But one common theme has been true with Colorado State over the years, and it's bringing in guys with similar backgrounds like you, Jevin, to help kind of stabilize a roster. Uh-huh. Is that kind of what you've been told your mission is here with Colorado State?
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely helping the younger guys out, you know, because I've been around for a little bit now. Played 3 years of college basketball, seen a lot of things, seen winning, seen losing, so definitely could have a big impact on helping the younger guys and just showing them what to do, how to do it, and how to prepare, and just the right mindset.
You were with Florida Gulf Coast, and you know, you started a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't you start almost every game last year?
I think I started every game in my career so far.
And you bring that experience to this team, which not everybody on this roster is a young guy, but there's a lot of new faces that are joining. And you've seen that on a roster where new guys come in, and you've probably seen other players where they kind of help galvanize that roster a bit. And, again, that's part of what your mission will be, sure. Not to mention what they're going to need you to do on the floor.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely just helping in any type of way, you know, whether it's on the court or just talking to them off the side, just giving them what I think or my point or what I've seen, just any way I can help. I think they'll listen in any way.
How fast have you seen kind of this chemistry kind of grow between you and the rest of your teammates and this coaching staff too?
I think it grew pretty fast. I think it grew in the summer. I think day one, everyone like got the vibe of each other, and then just throughout the summer, everyone was very connected. Started to seeing just the coaches, how genuine they are, how much they really care. And I think from seeing that from a team side, everyone's like, okay. And it just helps everyone bond faster and connect a lot much better.
I've talked to a lot of the coaches and the players today, and it's almost not a surprise, but kind of almost like a shock at how quickly you guys have meshed.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, is that odd to you to see that, how fast that might be going?
No, yeah, this is definitely probably one of the fastest I've seen teams connect from teams I've been on, you know, just how fast everyone got along and how fast the chemistry was on and off the court, you know, because it's one thing to be cool with on the court, but off the court, everyone's cool. And, you know, I think it's kind of rare how fast it,
yeah.
Like you said, how fast it did happen. So
seems like a good group.
Should be a great group. So
Jevin Muniz joining us here, transfer from Florida Gulf Coast. Tell me something unique about you, man, outside of just the basketball side. Because that part, you know, we've read a lot. We're excited about you, excited to see what you can do with this team. But what's something a lot of people don't know, or just like a hobby of yours, man?
Hobby? I love like the nature like this. I like to just explore, like travel. I think that's something.
You like travel? You like to explore?
Yeah,
like
I
what
like
kind
to
of? Like just travel all over the country or all over the world? Or
I eventually want to travel all over the world, but I think like I like to travel to cities. I like to travel to like mountains and stuff like this. I'm just like to explore a lot of different things.
Just something unique.
Yeah, for sure.
What's the coolest place you've ever been?
Coolest place I've ever been so
or
far.
Or is that maybe yet to be determined?
I think it's too early to determine, but I've been to, like, Costa Rica. I've been to some cool places before, so.
And so there's going to be plenty of that coming up, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, dude, hey, we are excited to see what you can do with Colorado State. And, man, just wish you the best of luck this upcoming season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Jevin Muniz. Derbs, do we want to get Brandon on right now, or do we need to take a break? Should we take a break first? Brian, No, we're going to stay on. We're going to stay on. Okay. We're going to do. Brandon's like, what? Yes? Yes? No? Brandon, I want to make sure I get your name and do it justice here, man. But I'm going to let you introduce yourself to our audience, Brandon.
No, it's Brandon Reckstein.
Yeah, I was going to say that 100%, dude. Brandon, thanks so much for giving us some time, man.
No, for sure.
So you're working on the golf swing a little bit. Are you a golfer?
Not really. It's been a minute, but I grew up golfing a little bit. My mom was really good. My grandpa was really, really good. So top three on the team, but it's been years, man.
Something you want to get into someday?
Yeah,
well after
sure.
The basketball?
I think that's like bound to happen. I'm real competitive, and a lot of people, after they can't really – their body not working, they get into it. When I was at my old school, I had a buddy. We'd go to the range a lot, but –
Brandon Recksteiner joining us. We're talking a junior transfer from Virginia Tech. What went into the process of bringing you here from Virginia Tech, man?
Yeah. I mean, I love Virginia Tech. I have a lot of respect for everyone over there. Best decision for me to hit the portal. And when I did, I was honestly thinking about just going back home to, you know, Georgia or Georgia Tech or a team in the SEC or that area. And then Coach Deweese hit me up when Kai and Evans hit the portal.
Yeah.
And was like, man, we need a point guard. And I saw what they did, and I was like, man, I need to win. Like, this year I got to go to the tournament. And I was like, it was a no-brainer. I was like, let me get on a visit ASAP. I scheduled them as my second visit. I came out here and just committed on the spot.
Wow. So you're saying, okay, there's an interesting situation where there's a guy leaving, transferring out, and then you look at that and say, man, this team's got a great resume.
For sure.
3 of the last 4 years they've been dancing, and you look at that and say, man, I want some of that. I want to get in on that.
That's all it was, man. Like seeing what they did with Isaiah, what Kyan did at the end of the year, and I was like, okay, they're producing pros. I have some family here. They didn't really play a part, but I was like, okay. My mom was, like, really advocating. It's a really nice area. And I was like, they're winning, man. And it's like, for me, I was like, wherever I go, it doesn't matter if it's high major, mid major, low major. Like, it's got to be an opportunity for me to get to the tournament. And this was like a no-brainer, especially with Ali being the head coach, player coach. He was a point guard. I was like, I knew I wanted to come here. I was just making sure everything aligned when I came on the visit, and it did.
Well, again, I've talked to a lot of the players too, and even Jevin was saying, like, he's shocked at how quickly you guys have meshed the group. You know, right. This group already, there's a lot of new faces here. Right. Some guys from last year that we follow, but just a lot of new faces, and that can be tough when you're in October to kind of say that everybody's gelled. But does it feel like that kind of from your perspective?
Yeah, for sure. I think early on we gelled really, really quick. We have a long way to go, especially on the court, to gel in that way. But, like, I really do feel like we have connected. There's no, like, clicks. Everybody's kind of cool. Like, we have a team that's real, like, everyone's to themselves. But, like, we all always texting in the group chat or always doing something, going to eat. So it's really cool to see.
Well, obviously, we know it's clear, like, what your expectations are this year, like, your goals. You want to go dancing. Like,
right.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
How big is that? How important is that, like,
yeah.
in your brain? Because you said
yeah.
it with so much passion.
Yeah, that's the most important thing to me, like, above anything. Like, that's all I came here for. I came here to win. Like, wherever I went, it had to be an opportunity to go to the tournament. That's the expectation. That's just, like, it's not even here. That's the expectation now. It's not really a goal. It is a goal, but that's, like, what people expect around here, what Ali expects, what I expect as the point guard. So, sure.
It's a big, big season, too. Ali Farokhmanish's first year as a head coach.
Yeah.
The final season in the Mountain West, going to the Pac-12 next year.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it's just a little more, I don't want to say important than previous seasons because there's been so many great seasons, but it definitely seems like a big one.
Yeah, it builds momentum. If we make this tournament this year, that'll be 3 years in a row we go to the tournament.
Yeah.
If we possibly win the Mountain West tournament, that's back-to-back Mountain West tournaments, and then you're going to the Pac-12, it's just creates a whole wave of momentum. That a lot of teams in the entire country can't create, so for sure.
You guys are building something, and of course we're excited to see what you add to that, man.
Right.
Cannot wait to see you in action with this team and get to learn more about you throughout this process.
For sure.
All right, Brandon. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you.
All right, dude. We'll take a short break here. Are we getting Kyle? Is Kyle?
He's still on his way.
He's a Timberwolves fan. That's why. Timberwolves fan. You know, you can't trust those guys.
Man.
Brandon, are you a Timberwolves fan? Did I just put my foot in my mouth?
No. I'm from Atlanta, though. You know, I do rock with Anthony Edwards.
Okay, all right. Well, he's a good one. He's a good one. It's a good one, man. He's a thorn in our side, but you know how it goes. Brandon, you were awesome, dude. Appreciate it.
Yes,
44 minutes after the hour. Brian, we'll take a short break. I believe this is our last break, and then we'll get Kyle on. We'll talk some trash, and then we'll wrap up the show. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
From preps to college, to the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Welcome back to the whole show. This is so much fun. I mean, it's a lot of interviews, and I love doing interviews, and we only get so long with the players and the coaches, so you kind of got to move. So you're kind of a jerk that's like, hey, great story about your childhood, but I'm going to interrupt you in the middle of it and go. No, it's been awesome. Being live out here at the CSU Men's Basketball Annual Golf Tournament here at Harmony, it's gorgeous. Getting a little windy, but nothing terrible. It was great to catch up with all these guys. And Derbs is telling me, I don't think Kyle Jorgensen's going to make it. A pesky class got in the way. Yeah, that happens. Derbs, what did you think, man? A lot of great insight from these guys coming on. I mean, we don't get to go in depth. These aren't like 15, 20-minute interviews that we normally do with people, but something short and sweet and get a chance to talk to everybody.
Yeah, for my experience out here, was fantastic. Incredibly welcoming. Coaching staff, the personnel of Harmony Club, Mallory Ali's beautiful wife. She has coordinated so much for us and been super helpful. a lot of the players, I always, you know, when you're not around basketball a whole lot, you forget how tall these guys are.
Oh, my gosh.
So that kills me every time.
They're just ridiculous. Well, Kerry Booth, man.
Yeah.
Really tall human being. Nikola Joppa. He shook my hand. I thought he was going to break it off.
Yep. Huge hands.
Huge hands. I don't know what to expect from this crew. Honestly, just kind of getting to know them early on. And then a lot of the freshmen we talked to, who knows if they're going to play. We'll see, but... There's guys, I think there's a lot of high expectations for these guys. And, you know, Ali Faroukmanesh in his first year has taken over head coach. Every player, you know, I've talked to, for the most part, they say, you know, it was Ali that got me here. I'm curious how that process changes over the years for Faroukmanesh. I mean, I'm sure he's still going to have his hand in the recruiting side where he's making those initial calls because he's so good at it. But he also has to be able to focus on being the head coach. And it's managing days like this, too. These are things that you don't necessarily think about when you're getting into this profession, but it is all part of it. You're selling your program.
Yeah, 100%. He's done a phenomenal job between the pictures down here. He's down there shooting some free throws for some guys, kind of coming in and out of holes. I have some pretty good hope for this squad. You know, just talking to a lot of the players, they're all positive. On side conversations, I asked, you know, hey, you going to play this year? And he goes, I have a chance. So when you got 11, 12 guys that think they got a chance to play, you know, a lot of them are hungry and earning spots. So I'm interested to see who's actually going to be a part of that rotation.
It's kind of to be expected with a group like this. They have some good players returning, but there's also so many new faces that the fact that you're saying, hey, right now it's 11 guys, we got to try to figure out. I think every coach in the country kind of has that. Like, we get these guys for a reason. We think they're good. But we have to try to get this down to 8, mm-hmm. 9, because you're not going 11 in that rotation on a regular basis. So the Creighton exhibition game coming up will be interesting, and then we go full go after that starting in November.
Yeah, I look forward to that. I was talking to JoJo for a little bit. That guy is a special character.
He is there's something there, man.
Yeah.
There's something there.
Yeah, I think you're onto something. It is the Texas thing or something, but he has a calming spirit. So if he can handle the ball and he's like that on the court that he is with his demeanor out here, I think they're onto something. That was my favorite takeaway was JoJo today.
Josh Pascarelli was on right in the beginning of the chaos for us here with the connection. Again, shout out to Brian, Gary, and Tanner Schwint too. But, man, Brian. We just kind of threw him to the wolves on this, and he handled it well. Most people, I think, would have just got up and walked away. I would have been one of those people.
Same.
But Brian was able to do that for us today, really stepped up at a pinch for us. You coming out here, Derbs, facilitating all the guests, getting them on with me. I can be a little long-winded in these, and I look up at you. I'm like, oh, crap, we got to go. Ask Michael. I'm terrible with the clock. Today, I think we actually stayed on that.
Yeah, I think
once.
We did pretty well. Having a little schedule between the two of us was nice.
It was very nice. So shout out to the fellas holding down the fort out there. I know Tanner's got some big broadcasts, too, as he's doing debates with the city council, people running for city council, too. So some important stuff going on there. It's a mix at KFKA, and it's fun to do days like this. It could have been a little bit warmer.
Yeah, I had to buy a jacket. The polo wasn't doing it.
You were in the polo, and I at least had the long sleeve shirt. And it's interesting.
If it would have been like this to start the day, we would have been in better shape. Now we got the sunshine coming out. It's getting better as the day goes on here.
Yeah, it really is. Well, I'm excited to see what are your expectations? I mean, are your expectations that this team is dancing again this year, or is that too lofty?
No, I think so. I think when you have a balanced squad like this with a lot of pieces where the players are all buying in, saying that I have a chance to carve out time, I think depth helps. So, you know, you can battle an injury. You can battle, you know, for position spots. Yeah, I don't think 20-plus wins is out of it again.
Yeah, I think Ali just has me believing. I believed in that guy. I thought, you know, again, having close relationship with Steve Smiley at UNC – there was a part of me that's like, I wonder if Smiley would make sense over there. But no, for Ali, if it were anybody else, maybe. But I'm glad it was an obvious choice. I hope it was an obvious choice for CSU that he would be the guy going forward.
He's a special person.
Yeah.
You know, I for the whatever 15 minutes that I was around him today,
genuine. I see the love from his coaching staff and players. That's pretty uncommon, I think, in these days. And he's one of the good ones.
We'll have podcasts available. There it is. Brian says, get the hell out of here. thanks, Brian. Appreciate it, man. This is fun. Podcasts will be available of all of these interviews, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and 1310kfka.com. Back at it tomorrow. We'll talk football on Tuesday's whole show. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.